We got the podcast set up, bro. Yeah.
Podcast is starting.
Right now. What you gotta say for the Funboy Weekly Memes podcast? It's on.
No.
It's pre-recorded.
I wish me and you met each other sooner, so you don't be like, you know, on the.
Yeah. Bro just said, I wish you were straight. Oh my God.
Oh, I know what you're saying. You're so down bad for girls.
For real, for real.
Oh, yeah. Literally, I'm just trying to find some bitches, really.
Who isn't, bro?
I mean, surely, bro. I couldn't be me and shit like that. And I said, okay, let me say something again. So I follow him after you left, right? He said, let me look at your Chrome history. He said, okay, bruh. This motherfucker got three. He shits on there. And he said it couldn't be me.
Three what?
We gotcha.
Oh my God. Caught, bro, caught. That's not poggers, my guy. That's not poggers. So what you gotta say? Nah, because if he straight up did that, I would be like, for real, like I wouldn't take that disrespect, honestly. I would have showed the whole school his search history.
That'd be pretty hard because you can't actually try not to get caught. Also, by the way, is the viewers are still here?
Nah, this is like pre-recorded.
Oh, and then you're gonna send it to Twitch.
No, I'm gonna send it to my podcast.
Oh, you actually have a broadcast?
Yeah, I got a podcast on Spotify. And Google Podcasts.
As I was saying, I know that funny song that you were listening to.
Yeah, four big guys.
Oh, there was someone literally listening to that shit inside our classroom.
No way.
And he didn't even use headphones. It was literally on fucking blue screen, like a Bluetooth screen. Was it speaker?
Nah, because
so
I would have laughed.
Oh, that song was like I can literally hear that shit. Me and my friend were like singing to that shit. Because why the fuck not? Also, by the way, do you know that my little cousin is actually gay?
Really?
Look at his Discord, right? Bro keeps on
What if he's
He
actually
said,
gay, though? What if he likes femboys? How old
Oh
is
God.
this man?
About 12 or 11. I call him my little brother because I don't actually have any siblings.
This man wants to be gay when he grows up. Good for him.
I told my dad after you're my strict father, right? Told him this. After all those days of abusing me outside work, almost getting me self-killed and shit, stick the middle finger at him. I'm over here like, do I care if you're my biological father or not?
Bro, wait. If you wanted to, my foster mom, if you came back to Killeen, Texas, could adopt you if you
Hey, okay.
wanted. Nah,
I don't
bro.
want to be treated as an orphan, and it doesn't mean that you have to be an orphan. I know biological fathers have to be that hard. I mean, shit, my dad got abused
Bro, no.
as
You don't have to be
well.
hit all the time, bro. You don't have to take them hits, bro, and be
Oh, it
treated
was in
like
the
shit.
past. Oh, seriously, it was in the past, though. Like, it was like literally dead ass in the past.
And your dad's homophobic, racist, evil. He doesn't even like.
Okay, my dad is homophobic. You got that one. But he's not really racist. Who got like 10 black friends?
Yeah, just because he has friends that are different races
Oh,
doesn't mean
okay.
he can be still a white supremacist, bro.
I mean, you technically call him the abuser. I mean, he was abused in his past, but it doesn't give him a right to abuse your son
Yeah.
from work and insult him. I actually cussed at my dad, and he said, "Can we let this in the past, please? Can we leave that in the police?" I'm over here, nah. Bro, after I stick the middle finger at him, I said, "I want to see my dog." Now he's not an animal torturer, but he did abuse me, so yeah,
And
my
he's
bad.
too strict, and you're sped as fuck, so you should be adopted.
Call someone if they're like literally smart as
Yeah,
shit. Like, bro, I got a dumbass fed kid inside my classroom, like in middle school, and then you gonna call me a sped, but I know what's algebra and shit like that.
just because you know math doesn't mean you could still not be sped.
Okay, I do act sped if I get bored. That proves one of them. Oh, my ADHD kicks in, it's like or some shit like that.
For real.
Oh, I've been bored as shit. I don't know what to do at this point. I mean, bro, I got a quick question. You got like vapes or something inside your house?
No, not at this current moment.
I'm drinking water.
You're drinking water? Cool.
I just got coffee in the morning and then just drink it and I was like,
I'm sipping on coffee right now. Cool.
oh, seriously? Yes. Aim shoot.
It's 1 a.m.
Oh, it is. Oh.
Bro, I think I drank too much or something. I didn't
You
drink it
got school
right.
tomorrow?
No, it's Sunday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because, can I say it? I got, like, I actually have no school on Monday.
So we
At
can call again.
Yeah. But you know your foster parents will cuss you out if you stay up too much.
Yeah, my Foster brother was yelling at me the last time. You heard it, right? 21.
Sister, and she's like the same age as me, but like a few months older than me. But me and her just chill though. Yeah. I heard it since Friday.
Bro.
And
it's gonna be Valentine's Day and we both gonna be lonely as shit, you know that, right?
Oh yeah, I don't really have anyone that actually like loves me or anything like that, so shit.
Yeah. We're gonna be the most loneliest people on Valentine's Day. Bro, we're gonna be sad as fuck.
I try to hit some girls, okay? I've tried to. And my dad really said get a girlfriend or something or get a bitch, and I'm over here like, and it's a different generation. How the fuck can you get a girlfriend in this fucking future?
You said hit a girl. Bro, you said that wrong.
Oh, that sounds wrong. That sounds
you
like
mean
Riz.
Hit up a girl.
Yeah, or Riz.
Yeah, Riz.
Oh god, and my dad said you get no bitches. Oh god. I said okay. Like, bro.
It's not your fault, bro. Your dad's, I'm not gonna try to be rude, but your dad, I feel like he's kind of shitty. Like, he doesn't want to admit, but he's kind of shitty.
He already did admit, but he said he's an a-hole to himself, and then he's trying to change, bro.
But
I told dad, how can you change after what you did to me in the past?
Yeah, and then he still doesn't care. He says he cares, but he has no conscience of it. He acts like he's gonna change because he doesn't want you to leave. He wants to manipulate you.
No, he actually did change. He actually stopped drinking. Like, he sold all those drinks to someone else. Like, bro, all I see is just water.
That doesn't mean he could still be going, doing it in the background. He wants you to think he changed, but truly, he might have never changed. That's probably like 99% chance that. And there's only a 1% chance.
50-50. I mean, like, I know there's like a 90% chance, but like, it's like a 50-50.
I believe, honestly, that.
Yeah. Don't you got like an a-hole parents too?
Yeah, that's why. You know, when I think about it, it reminds me of my mom, how my mom treated me. You know, when you talk about your dad and my dad, I think about my mom and dad, and then I think about your dad when you talk
yeah,
about.
My mom abandoned me when I was like, no. You know what's the crazy part? She abandoned me when I was like about 4, and the only person that really cared about me was my fucking dad.
But even your dad still, like, abused
and,
you and everything.
Okay, look, I know most of the people in this world is just assholes, okay? Most of the time. But they can try to be better. I know what you're going to say, but they couldn't. They changed their past or something like that.
Yeah, they could change. But the thing is, have you know that he changed? Like, do you know for sure? I honestly think that you have to leave him till he changes.
That's why I went to this country.
See, I believe you should stay with me because My foster parents less strict. We have fun and like if you don't want to be around somebody, you don't want to be around people who don't really care that much about you. It's okay to stay in contact with your dad and everything, but you just got put your foot down and say, I'm going to make my life better for myself. I'm gonna have self-love because you don't
You
have
know
no
what, Sean?
self-love.
I'm going to be back there for summer break. I'm going to be there in summer break and I'll go back here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still going to stay here, but you know what the funny part is? Is every time when I see you, right? You're like the always the guy's guy, so.
Well, when I'm with my friends, you know, I can be a whole different person, but while I'm with you know, like I change for every person, like I'm around, I change different. But truly,
At least I changed you, my friend.
who I truly am, I am not a bad person though, so. And.
I know.
You know, actually, I'm gonna not lie that I did some bad shit in the past. Like, there's tons of bad shit I can name, but I actually put the effort into changing it. And as much as I wish I could fix some of the things, I can't. But I tried to, but I can't. But I actually put effort into changing, and I have changed. But I have self-love, I have love for others, I changed. And I cut off bad people who don't give a fuck, and I did better for myself. But the question is, have you done better for yourself to have self-love, Marcus?
I always talk to myself, really, and always wonder what is like love to myself. Now, my dad tried to call a therapist because I always keep on talking to myself like 24/7. But it is what it is.
Your dad, I think, is a very bad influence on you. And I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna say, well, you know, there's things I said that the good memories we had, all these things, you know, like the positive part of it. But
Hey, at
really,
least I went to field trips and all that shit.
the
I at least I got a.
negativity outweighs the positivity in this situation, Marcus.
Know that. I mean, me and you are kind of similar, okay?
Yeah.
Me and you got both asshole parents. Me and you kind of changed. I changed you because you were kind of depressed. I mean, I get that. Yeah, I found out someone just killed themselves in Fox News. Like, damn. That is what it is. Oh, yeah. Also, by the way, how's the coffee taste?
The coffee thing.
The coffee.
Oh, the coffee. Yeah, it's delicious. Yeah. Marcus, I honestly think that you need me to help you out because you helped me out and now I need to help you out, bruh.
At least I help you from your depression.
Yeah.
I know Joshua is over there.
Fuck
He didn't change
Joshua.
anything.
Nah, he's a racist. Piece of
Piece
shit.
of shit, I know.
And he's gross
No.
and disgusting, and he does not care. I know he's a little bit special needs, but
It's still.
he still knows what he's doing wrong. You know, he's not special needs to the point where he doesn't know any better. He knows what he's doing wrong because he's higher functional, you know, like we're higher functional, you know, and he's, yeah. We have Asperger's, autism, Asperger's, like on the spectrum.
Trust us the most.
Demetrius was like always like a Detroit motherfucker because he would steal our shit though, like as soon as he saw it. Like them stacks would be gone in a second, like before you even blink, they'll be gone, like in a blink, bro. Like the flash of a faster like than a second, faster than a second, bro.
I love that middle school.
For real.
I'll
And
come to your house.
what is his name? Is there, bro? I told him about you and how you're coming back.
Julius.
The one kid with a, you know, that you're on group chat with Angel. Yeah, I think Connor, that's his name, with the fluffy hair and stuff. I don't know.
Some
Yeah. Romeo is just immature and like doesn't stop acting gay. Even though he's not gay, he's straight. But he doesn't like
happening. Get
he's just immature as fuck. I mean, he is who he is, but he's just like out of pocket. Yeah, at least he's having fun with what he's doing, you know. As long as he's not hurting anybody, you know. Yeah.
High school friends just move on from college. Happy about that.
And then we're gonna, bro, my fucking ex, I remember
Oh
that.
my God.
Bro, she was wild. Like, she was like saying this and that. Bro, she just used me for the clout, for real. She just used me. Manipulative, you mean?
I know the definition of meaning that is like controlling someone or
Yeah.
abusing someone. And I'm not that type of person. If she ever did that to me, oh boy. You better give me a lawsuit. Long sue.
No, don't abuse women, Marcus. Don't abuse women.
Remember I stabbed this kid once, like in first grade.
Jesus.
Like, it was not his fault because, like, Bo was bullying us, like, bullying a girl. And, like, he was going about to bully me, and I said, nah, not the pencil, and then, like, stab him. I went to a.
I almost choked the kid
He's
to
in my.
death. As a,
Oh.
it, I was playing a game with him, and I pretended to choke him, but I think I actually was choking him. And then he went and told the counselor, and I just started acting like super like antisocial and like a sociopath. I was like, I didn't even say why or anything. I was just like, I miss my old school and all of this and that. And then they said I had antisocial disorder and I was like a sociopath back in elementary, third grade or second grade
and
or something.
All I do is just like try to self defense myself. And not trying to kill people or anything like that.
I wasn't trying to kill somebody, Marcus. I was playing a game with him.
I know that. Come on. I mean, look, the kid kind of deserved it, but it was not right for me just to stab him unintentionally for trying to bully me after you what you did to the girl. So, like,
the girl, though, my ex, bro.
She belongs to the streets, bro.
I don't even, bro, her friend is so rude, like, she's so toxic, like, her negative energy, I just can't stand it. That red and black hair girl.
Yes, that bitch, oh my god, Kanaya, holy shit, bro, like, literally, I was a nice guy and shit, and then she, like, broke me up with this special needs kid. That's literally goes to inside my classroom. You know what's the worst part? She doesn't understand simple math.
Oh my god.
Oh, you're the. Oh my god. Dumb birds, bro. This is the reason why I can't marry anyone, really. I told that to my dad. What can I say? Yeah, in middle school, I was, I mean, my friends were, like, mature. Like, immature, I meant. Immature.
Yeah.
Kinda. One did, Grand Theft. He was about 16. Like, somehow he stole this guy's car. And then he was, like, sleeping in a gas station. So me and him took off the, plate so the police officers don't catch us. Like, he literally unscrewed that shit. And then, like, it was, like, middle school, bro.
Bro, I'm just gonna say, our middle school was so just toxic and ghetto.
Oh god, like, bro. We live in the hood. Bro, look, I work in a real estate. But those apartments are crap and shit. But have you ever been to a crack house before?
Yeah.
I seen, like, me and my dad had to, evacuate or something. Oh, I can't you not. I see drugs, drinking, and smoking.
Bro, I've been to a trap house. I've been, bro, my dad's and his friends were, like, in a, they were, like, had a trap house, bro.
Same here.
My dad was a drug addict pedophile, and it was crazy, bro. He was literally like
dad,
a crackhead.
Dad went to the army, but kind of abused me.
Yeah.
I mean, yours is more fucked up than mine.
True. But if a person's fucked up, they're fucked up, you know?
No. I mean, your parents try to be as best as they can, but can't show good examples, that's what happens.
Nah, because if you have a kid and you are fucked up, you become a fucked up person, then that's your fault because that's your choice, you know?
Nah, I know that. Hey, bro, why fuck? I didn't see my fucking family for a while, and then after all that. I remember
honestly,
you always been so emo.
For real.
Again, on God, and then you like transfer into something else. Transformation.
Bro, I got this one friend. Maybe I can have him join our Discord call sometime.
Really?
Yeah. He's like 15. He goes to my middle school.
And I'm the youngest.
He's now in high school with me, you know?
Oh shit, what grade? 9th or 10th?
He's in 9th. He's a freshman.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
His birthday pass or not?
I think it did. And he's 15.
Oh, mine is going to be about March 3rd.
March 3rd, bro.
I can't believe I lied to my other friends because I don't really want people like, I don't need nothing on birthdays.
I can't wait till you
Honestly, I
come back to America.
oh God, me and you would just have a fun time. It would take me about some familiar places, shit like that. You know where Harker Heights is and all that? I guess me and you can actually travel around that place. Even though it's
Yeah.
a fucked up town. But it kind of reminds me of
What?
South Park. Oh, you got negative people, angry people, piss off people, little people. Like, you name it, like rush people. You know what the saddest part? When you actually try to find someone that actually is so kind to you. Like, damn.
Yeah.
People in that town is a-holes to each other.
Well, anyways, I think that we're gonna do the podcast later, but we'll keep on talking after this, Marcus.
All right, hold on. I got a quick question.
What?
Do you go to church?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Which church?
Vision or something church.
Oh, I go to St. Joseph.
Yeah, I go to a Christian church. I don't go to a Catholic church.
That's nice. Catholic, Christian, Muslim, whatever, or Jewish. Still believe in God.
Yeah, I'm not really Christian myself, but I still go to the Christian church because my foster parents Christian. I'm more of a spiritual person. I do believe in God, though.
Same. My life, I always talk to myself or like go inside my mind and talk to him. Oh man, it's great.
Anyways.
Yeah, me and you should talk later.
No, we'll talk after, but I'm gonna stop the podcast. So you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. That was me and Marcus from Discord, and we'll see you in the next episode some other time. Bye.
Lovely day.